AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump sending envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan for talks with Iran, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
We've certainly seen some progress from the Iranian side in the last couple of days. Again, the president has made the decision to send Steve and Jared to hear the Iranians out.
Sagar Magani has more.
Iran's top diplomat was heading today to Pakistan, which is again trying to get Tehran and Washington together for more ceasefire talks. President Trump this week did indefinitely extend a ceasefire to give diplomacy more time. That has not lowered tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil and natural gas transits, and where Iran has a stranglehold. The U.S. is still blocking Iranian ports and vessels.
The blockade is tightening by the hour. We are in control. Nothing in. Nothing out.
Before Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth spoke, President Trump issued a 90-day extension to the Jones Act waiver, making it easier for non-American vessels to transport oil and natural gas to the U.S. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration's sanctioning a China-based oil refinery and about 40 shipping companies as part of a campaign to cut off Iran's oil exports. Oil prices yo-yoed, Brent crude settling a tad higher, just above $105 per barrel. Gasoline prices have jumped in the past day. AAA now puts the national average just below $4.06 per gallon, nearly 3 cents higher than yesterday. On Wall Street, Intel saw its best day since 1987, thanks to a blowout profit report. The S&P climbed 0.8%, again hitting a new closing high. The Nasdaq rallied 1.6% to its own record. The Dow fell 79 points. As for Intel, its shares soared more than 23%. This is AP News. Oklahoma's the latest state to be hit by violent weather.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles,
we have power lines down right here,
and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
On the ground going through the wind farm out here.
Destroying buildings in its path.
East in the trees.
As debris flew through the air.
It's right there.
The confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. While there were no immediate reports of fatalities, police say there had been early reports of people trapped in homes and extensive damage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.